Yes, hon. Sister Paige O'Donnell, too. Sister Paige and our prayers. She's doing okay, but just continue to pray. The fan okay, brother?
Yes, sir.
The blow on your book?
Very good. So very good to be with you this morning. Last week we were in Illinois visiting family. Had a wonderful Easter. Resurrection has always been the thing that keeps us going.
Amen.
Resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We sang that last hymn. I love to tell the story of Jesus and His love. We all have a story. We all love to tell that story. In our life, God has done so many things for us. So many things, we don't even recognize all the things that He does for us. We have a wonderful God, wonderful Creator, one that is with us in times of need. It's a precious, precious thing. I really enjoyed the song service this morning. Just thinking upon the Lord and communing with Him is a good thing.
Amen.
As our dear brother prayed this morning, I felt the Spirit of God. That which is flesh is flesh. That which is spirit is spirit. Oh, how I long for the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Seems like the old flesh, we don't understand anything. We can't comprehend God. But with the Spirit that fills our heart, we know that God exists.
Amen.
We know that God is with us. We know that God sent His only begotten Son. And He was here and died for our sins. That God will see our sins no more.
Amen.
That's the old story.
Yes, that's it.
Of Jesus
and His love.
And His love.
Amen.
It's a magnificent love. He loved us with an everlasting love. We can't comprehend that. But in the Spirit, we can comprehend it. Jesus said, "Have I not called ye gods?" How amazing is that to have and to know of eternal life? In the 6th chapter of John, I thought as our brother was praying this morning, in the 44th chapter, 44th verse of the 6th chapter, I'm sorry, it says, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me," that sent Jesus, "draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." Our brother uttered that in prayer, in thankfulness. "It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God." If you're knowing God, you are taught of God. There's not a seminary that a preacher goes to be taught how to preach. There's not anything that you know about God that is taught to you of the world.
Amen. Amen.
It's spiritually discerned. He says, and they shall all be taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh to me. Now we have heard about come to me. We need to understand what that means. It's not to be saved eternally.
Right. Amen.
Let's go on down to the 63rd verse of the 6th chapter. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. It's the Spirit that makes you alive. It is not of the flesh. It is not of the carnal mind. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. I want you to pay attention to the red letters in your Bible. That's the Jesus Christ, our Savior, talking to us. He says, but there are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him by my Father.
Amen.
You don't come to Jesus, you don't come to God unless God is already in you.
Right. Amen.
Let's look what it says in Matthew. We all know this, and we know that there are different ideas on come unto me.
Yep.
There are those out there that believe and feel that one must accept God, must accept Christ as a Savior for them to be eternally saved. My dear friends, you were saved before the foundation of the world. According as He has chosen us in Him, in Christ, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him who is God in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself. What a marvelous thing that is. We've got to recognize that, and when we come to Him, it's in a timely way. 28th verse of Matthew in the 11th chapter. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He doesn't say, I will give you life. You have life, or you wouldn't come to Jesus.
Right. Amen.
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. That's a commandment of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Learn of me. That's what the Holy Scriptures are for.
Right.
He is telling us all about His Son. God has revealed this unto men through His Word. Everyone should live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He says, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. That rest is precious. You know it is. You feel it. You know that there is something working in you. It's a love that abounds forever into eternity.
Right.
There is no fear in love. All the things that we fear in this time world, like going to an emergency room, we always jump to the conclusion of the worst.
Right.
And then God sets in. We see that it could be the best if I get to go on and be with Him.
Right. Amen.
That's a strange thought to the flesh.
It is.
It's not spiritual at all. But we have in us the love of God,
right,
who is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He first loved you, then we love Him.
Right.
It is His drawing. It is His magnificence and His love that drew you to Him. Why are you here today? Are you here to be seen of others? If you are here today seeking after God, that's an evidence that you're His child. If you are His child, this is talking to you. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. We've got to learn of Him. It's not just all given to us. You are His witnesses. We have to learn of what to witness. We have to learn of His love and His wonderful ways with each and every one of us, that we can witness to one another, that we can tell that old story,
right,
to anyone, to one another. You tell it when you walk,
amen,
this life.
Right.
You tell it with your eyes and your heart. Do you think there's not such a thing as being able to understand one and not even see Him? See inside the veil. When you look at a brother, you see Jesus Christ in him. There is a love there. It's such a precious, precious thing that we have this.
Amen.
There has to be a God for us to feel the way that we feel. Those that knew not God, I don't see how they can even wake up another day. This is the true thing about Jesus Christ. He works in you.
Right.
Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Right.
For it is God that worketh in you. Do you feel Him working in you? To will and to do of His good pleasure. And it's all good. All of it's good. It's all peace. It's all good. It's all life. It's all abundance. He says, I am the bread of life. Come unto me.
Amen.
You'll never thirst. You'll never hunger. Because of the richness of His abundance filling your soul. Filling your soul. Have you ever felt like your heart is so full of the Spirit that it's about to pop? It happens, brothers and sisters. I wish I could say that of every minute of my life. I can't do it. It's because of the flesh. The flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, so that we cannot do the things that we would. Draw nigh to God, He'll draw nigh to you. Think about that. You can change at any time. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You think Jesus would have said that if we couldn't do it?
Amen.
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's right here. Think about drawing close to God. Think about something that is a little bit bigger than our own small little minds. We have a master to follow in this life.
Amen.
That created all things. Excuse me. I was out on a fishing boat yesterday or Friday, out in God's beautiful creation in Virginia. I'd never been in a lake out here. But we saw some of the wonders that he created. We didn't catch any fish, didn't get a bite. That's okay.
Yeah.
We were out there enjoying the solitude of that one-on-one with the Creator of all things. It was so restful. When you come to Him, come to me, and I will give you rest.
Amen.
Rest, not life. If you come to Him, you are already a child of God.
Amen.
Don't you know it? Don't you feel it? It's such a magnificent feeling, that Spirit that is in you. In Him, we live and move and have our being. That's where we want to be. That's where I want to live. I want to go through this life. Excuse me very much. We want to go through this life telling the story. That old, old story of Jesus and His love. We abide in His love. We draw close to Him by love. And by love, He has given us all things. I would like to go a little bit further in the 1 Corinthians. My dear brother Gary said that we quench not the Spirit. If you feel like going ahead and preaching and taking the time to do so, and I'd be happy to sit. That's what he said. Well, brother Gary, I'll be glad to sit any time. Sometimes it's a awesome thing to be before God's children. But it has to be in the Spirit.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it is torture. I have been there.
Absolutely.
I have been here trying to praise our God in the flesh, and it doesn't work. Just like you can't walk in this life in a way without Christ,
that's right,
without the Spirit.
You can't do it.
If you live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. In the book of Corinthians, I didn't even bring a watch. Thirteenth chapter of 1 Corinthians. My dear brothers and sisters, this says so much to us. So much that we need to perform each and every day. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. What is charity? Charity is the love of God in you and go close through you to another. That's my idea of charity. It's always felt like charity was from God, because I have none in my old flesh. But by the Spirit and through Him, I can show His love to others.
Amen.
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing.
Amen.
Charity suffereth long.
Right.
Try these things in your life, and the abundant life is yours.
Amen.
Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Listen to this. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. If we are living and walking in the love of God and showing that, like the Urim and the Thummim, then we are doing the things that He would have us to do. He says, "For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away." Jesus tells us, "Be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect." In the flesh, don't even try it, brothers and sisters. You've got to have a pure spiritual mind and in close communion with your God to be anywhere close to perfect. That's the sincerest time you'll ever be in your life. Grasp for that serious time in your life. Because, brothers and sisters, it's a serious thing. It's not to be lighthearted and laughed about. It's a very serious, purposeful thing to walk with God. And He is so good to bless us with His love. Without love, there is nothing.
Right.
To tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. It's time for us to be serious with God and say, and let go of this world. Say, "God, I am yours to do what you would have me to do. It's no more my agenda. I'm here for you." Can we do that, brothers and sisters? It's no longer about me. It's about our loving Savior. And tell that old, old story. Spread the word, brothers and sisters. The word, our loving Jesus Christ, our Savior. "For now we see through a glass darkly." We don't understand it all. We don't see it all. No one has seen God at any time. We see through a glass darkly. But then, face to face, when you see your Savior in that eternity, where you're going to live forever, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing, I believe, to do that and to be there and to be laying on a death pillow and still think about good things.
Amen.
Think about God.
Amen.
Yes, we're all going to die.
Right.
We're all going to pass away. But we have an eternity
right.
with the God above.
Amen.
"Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, and charity. But the greatest of these is charity." That love of God that abides in you. Let it flow out to one another. He says we are to love one another as ourselves. And love God with everything. If we are just hang on to those truths, hang on to Jesus Christ, He's going to walk us through. We don't even have to do any effort. He draws us. He's the one that steps with us every step of the way. He will direct our paths. Trust in Him. What a precious thing it is to have a Lord and Savior like Jesus Christ, who sits on the right hand of God today. and is an intercessor to God Himself. That we can bow and pray to God, and He's good to listen.
Yes.
That's the Creator of all things. How precious is that? It's beyond this old body's comprehension, this old carnal mind's understanding. It's just not going to get it figured out. But by the Spirit of God that He has placed in us, we know that He is true.
Amen.
We know that He is love. We know that He is God.
Amen.
We are to be still and know that He is God. He'll direct us. He sends His love. And I see the love of God in your eyes. That's the evidence that God has put within you. That He has drawn you. That you are a child of God. There is nothing else in this life more worthy or more better in any way than you being a child of God. God would not put His little child as a little baby on a railroad track with the locomotive of death coming and step back and say, "Come to me." No, He's going to bring us.
Amen.
He is going. It is a drawing. It is that you do have eternal life. You know that you know God if you feel His Spirit within you. What a precious thing it is to have a wonderful God.
Amen.
I love to tell that story. Each and every one of us love to tell that story. Because you know you have felt Him in your life. You know that there's some goodness within you. You know that there's good. All things that are good are from Him. And the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance.
Amen.
That's to change from these old worldly ways into the righteousness of Jesus Christ. It's not our righteousness. It's all His righteousness. Isn't it wonderful to have one that God, because of what He did in our lives, that God sees us as holy and without blame. This old worthless sinner doesn't deserve it. None of us deserve it. No, there's not one. But because God's love and what Jesus Christ has done for us, God sees us as His little child. We need to act like it. We need to come unto Him and learn of me, He says. We have a duty.
Right.
We must be obedient to our God. It's for our own good. We think we know. He knows so much more. His ways are so much higher than our ways. His thoughts are so much higher than our thoughts. Let go of the world, my dear brothers and sisters. Come unto Jesus Christ. If you labor and you're heavy laden, come unto Him. You can't do it unless He's in you. God is love. God is love. Tell that old story of Jesus and His love. Thank you. It's so good to be with you today. It's so good to have a loving Father like we have. And it's made me feel so wonderful to be able to come together with my brothers and sisters whom 6 months ago I knew nothing of, and to see the love between one another and the love and charity that you have shown me. God bless you, my dear friends. I love each and every one of you. It's so good to be with you. Thank you for your time and good attention.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Wonderful.
so good. Thank you, Jesus. Took the time you did. I needed everything you had to say. Give the Lord the praise for it. Pray for me. God bless you. I love you. Thank you so much. God bless you. And found mine, but now I see. I have thoroughly enjoyed the preaching. I enjoyed this meeting. I thank God for the blessings that we've enjoyed together. I do ask your an interest in your prayer just for a little while. I just have one thought that I want to share with you. The Lord being with us. Don't intend to take any great deal of time. If you have your Bibles and like to turn with me, I know this is a verse that is very familiar with you, to you, but it's been on my mind this week, continues to be there today. Just seemed like all the things Brother Darrell brought to our attention about the love of God, telling the old story, saying that hymn and those things were on his mind. I just love it when the Lord works in a meeting and gives us thoughts that are like-minded. And there are so many things we could turn to in the Bible. I don't believe that's just happenstance that we do that. I believe that's being led by the Spirit of Almighty God. And so many of the things that were on my mind before even arrived here today have already been presented. We thank God for that. The one verse that I'd like to share with you today, just in closing, is Psalm 118 and verse 24. This verse is often misquoted. I know that because I've misquoted it for a long, long time in my own life. And would often, I had a good dear elder point out that, and I've tried to be mindful of that since that time, and it's been a real, real benefit to me. Psalm 118, verse 24 says, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Now, many times you'll hear that quoted as, "This is the day the Lord hath made, let us rejoice and be glad in it." And the actual verse says, "This is the day which the Lord hath made, we will rejoice and be glad in it." And a great, great lesson's in that verse. The Lord will bless us to see that. Now, what day is under consideration? Well, I believe it's every day. I believe it's the day the Lord has made. And we were looking at yesterday. We could have said that was true yesterday, because if we had yesterday, how did we have it? It was the day the Lord had made. We certainly want to remember the day the Lord Jesus Christ was born. That was certainly a day the Lord made. And that was certainly a day to rejoice and be glad in it. We know that when the Lord died, he secured our salvation. He paid a sin debt we could not pay, and he went to the cross. And there, what a day that was. Every animal sacrifice of the old law covenant, all of those days pointed to that day when the Lord would come into this world, and as God and as man, he would die and secure heaven and immortal glory for each and every one of his children. And that is certainly something that we should be rejoicing and be glad in. And the days of our life, from the day we were born, the day we were conceived in our mother's womb, that didn't just happen by happenstance. We didn't do that on our own. It wasn't just the work of our mama and our daddy. But it was the hand of Almighty God that created us. And we read in the Psalms that His eyes were upon us, and he was the one who wrought us and made us in our mother's womb. He created us. That's why we believe that every life is important. And it is not up to man to decide who gets to live and who gets to die, but that life is given by Almighty God. And we believe in the sanctity of life, because we believe life is given by God, and God gives us every day. Every day you've had, the day you're living in right now, and every day that you will ever have in the future, this verse will be true. You can count on this verse being true.
This is the day which the Lord hath made. Now, that ought to change how I'm thinking about today, shouldn't it? Because this is the day the Lord's made. This is the day the Lord's given us. This is God's gift to us. This is the day He's given me life. It's in Him, as Brother Darrell has quoted, it's in Him we live and we move and we have our being. If I'm alive today, it's God who's given me that life. And if I'm alive spiritually, it's God who's given me that spiritual life. And I could not give myself natural life, nor can I give myself spiritual life. He is the Creator. He is the one who has given us life. And this is the day the Lord hath made. And then the language is, not only let us rejoice, which I believe would be true, that we should be rejoicing, but this is something that the psalmist is saying he's committed to. We will rejoice. And I say to you, not only should it be let us rejoice, but we should be today committed to rejoice. Sometimes rejoicing is not so easy. Some days it's easy to rejoice. You know, you have go into work one day and the boss says, oh, by the way, we've noticed that you've been working real hard and now we've got a promotion for you and you're going to get an increase in your pay and you know that's going to help your family and everything's going good and that seems to be wonderful. You go like, boy, I got a whole lot to be happy for today. I've got some good news on the job. And you can't hardly wait to get home to tell your wife or the wife to tell her husband, look, I've got a promotion. I got some things are going to be a little easier. Things are better. And you get real happy about that. You may even call somebody up and say, hey, this happened to me today. This happened to me. And you want to be thankful to the Lord because you see that He's been good to you. You go to the doctor and you're anticipating something bad happening and hearing a bad report. And you get to stand in a room and sit there and hear the doctor say everything looks absolutely normal. And though there may be some who are questioning, well, what did you really say? I just asked her, I said, is everything okay? She said, it's absolutely normal. I said, would you say that one more time? And she said, it was absolutely normal. She said it first, right the first time, and I heard that. But I wanted to hear it again. You know why? Because it made me happy. It was easy to rejoice with that. And I wanted to hear that news. That's what I desired. And I was very, very thankful about that. And have been thankful about that. Sometimes you don't hear that sound. Sometimes you hear other things. God has not promised us that we would always hear good things. Sometimes you might not get a promotion. Sometimes you might be working hard and you feel like you deserve it and you don't get it. Sometimes you feel like I earned this and you, rather than get a promotion, you might get a cut. Things could go the other direction. And your health might start failing and it will in time. Y'all know that, don't you? Your health is going to fail. If you don't, read Ecclesiastes 12 and you'll find you're going to fall completely apart before you leave this planet, before you die. The hands that keep the house are going to shake. The strong men are going to bow themselves. The grinders are going to cease because they are few. We're going to get weaker and weaker and this old body's going to fall apart. And one day we're going out of here. And it could happen in a long haul or it could happen very suddenly. And not one of us know a single thing about whether that even might be today for us. We don't know that. But we do know something. This is the day the Lord hath made. You hear me? This is the day the Lord hath made when I get good news. This is the day the Lord hath made when I get bad news. This is the day the Lord hath made when I'm sitting on the mountaintop. This is the day the Lord hath made when I'm in the deepest valley. This is the day the Lord hath made when I face like troubles and trials and feel like everything's going wrong and I don't know which way to turn. This is the day the Lord hath made when I hardly can see that I got a problem or care. And you and I in the flesh are just like that just like a yo-yo, we're up and we're down. Just as sure as we go down, we're going to come back up. It's like it's going to happen. We're going to have those heights and we're going to have those depths. But can I say to you, it's true, and I want to say it. I want to tell that old story. I want to tell of Jesus and His love. Because of Jesus and His love, you and I have a reason to say every day, this is the day the Lord hath made, and we will. Hear me. We will. I want you to say that to me when you see me not doing it. I want to say that to you when I see you not doing it. It's not just let us do it. It is what we are called to do. It is what God made us to do. This is why He made you. And that is to give Him the praise and the honor and the glory. And we do that when all the news seems to be so good, but we also do it like Job said. Some of you reading in Job, I get a little text from you to hear you've been reading in Job. Which you remember when Job went through all of his troubles and all of his problems, and his wife said, just curse God and die, that everything's gone wrong, everything's gone bad, and the Lord's clean gone and left you. Job said, in essence, this is the day the Lord had made. He said, though He slay me, hear me, though He slay me, I will trust, yet will I trust Him. That's a commitment. So let us pick up this commitment today. We all believe it in the sense of this is the day the Lord has made. I don't think I could convince one of you today that are here that God didn't make this day. If I stood up here in this pulpit and said, God didn't make this day, you'd say, brother, you are just wrong about that. That God made every day we ever have. He made the first day. He's made the last day. Before there was a day, there was God. In the beginning was God. And in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And all things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. And that means not only did He make the day, God is in control. Y'all believe that too, don't you? I think if I got up here and said, well, God made this day, but He's not really in control of it. You said, brother, you're not talking about the God I know. Because the God I know is not only the God who made the day, He's the God who controls the day. Though He is not the author of sin, and He is not the author of the confusion, and we do not charge Him with the sin and the confusion in this world, don't ever think for a minute our God is not on His throne and in absolute control. When you look up in heaven and you see the throne of God, know this. When John saw that throne, he saw and one that sat upon the throne, and he saw Him in His glory and in His beauty. And when he saw that, he wanted to fall down at His feet and worship Him, which we ought to be doing today. And that's really what this verse is saying. Here, it says, this is the day which the Lord hath made. And I say to you, because of that, and because of who He is, and because of our relationship to Him, and because of His love for us, which we've heard about, and because of His mercy, because of His grace, because of His redemption, because of His promises, because one day there's going to come an eternal day where we'll be forever with the Lord, and until that time, every day is the day the Lord has made, and He's with us. He's with us when we're in the hospital room. He's with us when we're at the bedside of a loved one. He's with us when the troubles come. And we can cry to Him out of the depths. Listen, Jonah cried to Him in open rebellion. Jonah ended up in the belly of a whale, of a great fish. And there Jonah prayed. I love those verses. Right there in Jonah 2, it says, and Jonah prayed out of the belly of the whale, out of the belly of the fish. Can God hear you out of the depths? Jonah said he was in hell, didn't he? That's what he said. Let me turn to that real quick. I was supposed to stop on this verse, but let me get you this one. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. And said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and He heard me out of the belly of hell, cried I, and thou heardest my voice. In the belly of a whale, is there something to rejoice in? Absolutely. One thing is that God hears you. And the fact you cry is an evidence that you belong to Him, which means eternally you'll never be separated from Him. One who's crying, you said, how did Jonah even learn that? Listen, Jonah sinned against God. God didn't cause him to sin, but God taught him in his sin and overruled his sin to teach him a lesson. And we have those same lessons. What Jonah said in verse 8 was, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. What that means is when you and I want to run our own way, we are observing lying vanities. Hear me. When I want to do it my way, when I want it my way, when I'm dissatisfied with everything that's going on in my life, and this is the day His Lord has made, but I'm going to murmur and complain all day long. Sometimes that's what we say. That's not what we ought to say, but that's sometimes what we say. What we ought to say is, this is the day that the Lord has made. And though He didn't cause all of this confusion and all of this mess, He's not the author of sin. He overrules it. And He works in it and through it, and He works in my interest and for my good. And therefore, in the midst of the worst times, I can say, this is the day the Lord has made. Even when I'm in the belly of hell, I can say, this is the day the Lord has made, because He can deliver me from this. So depression and discouragement doesn't overwhelm you. Do y'all ever get discouraged and depressed to the point you feel overwhelmed? I know you do. I know you do. I don't want to pick at you, but I know you do. I want you to know that out of the depths, read Psalm 130, and you can see that psalmist talking there, out of the depths have I called unto the Lord. Jonah was heard out of the depths. And when the Lord got finished with that fish, He vomited up Jonah on dry land. And I don't know how that, I know one thing, Jonah wasn't in control, was he? You aren't in control either. That's part you and I don't like. If somebody would have just made us boss, we could have been all right. We feel like we'd be all right. You know what that is? That's lying vanities. That's what that is. And when we follow lying vanities, we forsake our mercy, which means we turn from the wonderful grace and promises of God and try to do it our way. This is the day which the Lord hath made. May we all commit to this and say this. We will rejoice. So when I'm not rejoicing, get back to it. Look, did God make this day? You ought to ask yourself, we ought to ask ourselves that question when we're murmuring and complaining. Did God make this day? The answer is yes, He made it. So what are we to do with what this verse says? We will rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And be what? Be glad when tomorrow comes. That's what most of us say. I'll be glad to get through today. Nobody here has ever said that, I'm sure. I know you have. If I can just get through today and get to tomorrow. Listen, that's not what the Bible teaches. What the Bible teaches is, I will rejoice and be glad in it. That's what made a Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And that's how God's little children have walked by faith, trusting in the grace and the mercy of God down through our life. That's how we find true joy that's not just based on your circumstances. Circumstances change and your joy goes right with it. You ever see that happen? Everything going good, but then circumstances change and my joy just went out the door with my trouble. Yeah, I see your head shaking. That's right. We know it. It does. If our joy is in the Lord, it never changes. Doesn't mean you don't get sad. Doesn't mean you don't weep. But your joy is always the same. It's Him. It's what He has done for you. It's what He has promised. And in the midst of the despair, you still have hope. And listen, if you have hope and that hope is in the Lord, you've got more than all the gold of this world could ever purchase. Y'all know that's true. You ought to say amen. Amen. We will rejoice. We will rejoice. Say that to one another. Say it in your family. Say it in your... This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Give the Lord the praise and the honor and the glory. If you have a mind to pray, remember me, and God bless you.
$149.